Hey, it's Gabriel and welcome to today's podcast. And I'm here with
Siddiqui.
And I prefer to call him Siddiq because Siddiqui is a little bit complicated for me. And yeah, I've been wanting to do this with Siddiqui for a very long time.
Yeah.
It's been 7 months.
Yeah.
And anytime I call him, he's either busy with school. I understand because I go through this.
Especially the third year stress.
Yeah, the third year because you are now getting to hospital and also adapting to classroom. And I mean, Ramadan also took a lot of your time. So yeah, I understand perfectly. And I'm very glad you finally came.
And you came
at the right moment.
Yeah, I'm actually humbled to be here today, you know. I really appreciate the invite to be here today.
I know, right? I'm happy. I'm glad that you accepted the invite as well. So quickly, today's convo is going to be a convo. It's not going to be the question and answer. I mean, moving back forth, no. It's going to be a convo because we happen to be medical students and so we can relate to most of the stuff we do. And interestingly, at the end of the convo, we are going to, you know, react to certain things that medical students do. I mean, in the hospitals, the weird stuff. Because I believe that there are new students. I've started seeing some new students, first year students and second year.
Start the immersion
or something like that, which, you know, they are introducing them to the hospital. And I mean, there are some stuff they are doing that you guys, it's very hilarious that we have to, you know.
Yeah, so a whole lot of things they have to go through.
Yeah, I understand. Because recently, I even saw, a girl. I have the video. I think I'll put it up on screen. I saw a girl coming to the hospital and then removing her Crocs.
Yeah.
He placed it in a bag and walk home with the shoe.
Imagine I have my roommate
who
is a first year and then he went to the hospital by 7:30. And like, he said he's expecting them to start so early. I'm like, well, okay, this is Morocco. Welcome to Morocco. You have exact time to go.
Exactly.
Your first year, cool around 8:30 to now. Why will you go to the hospital at 7:30?
I mean, I have a friend who always tell the first day to go back home because there's absolutely nothing.
they are doing. Yeah, actually, you don't do anything first
but,
year.
But I feel like it's also a good moment to learn. I
mean, yeah.
You know how the hospital is there. For instance, for that of your friend, now he knows that the hospital doesn't just start at 7:30.
Yeah, and you know, it's good that, you know, once you are someone who loves to engage, you know, you will definitely learn something in your first year. But if you are so quiet, you know, you just go to the hospital waiting for someone to talk to you.
I mean, first year is always, you are like, it's timid.
Trust me, even the prof, your first year, you go there, even the prof like... C'est toi là-bas.
All right, quickly, this is going to be an interesting convo because definitely we'll talk about some other stuff aside this one. And yeah, we'll dive in quickly. But before that, you know, Siddiqui has to introduce himself very better. And yeah, before he does that as well, you guys have to subscribe to the channel. I mean, if you've not subscribed yet, please do well to hit that subscribe, smash that subscribe button. Don't forget to add a like button to it as well. And very important, you also have to click on that bell because that bell is actually meant for you to get notified anytime I post new videos. I mean, and those who are supporting me, those who have subscribed to the channel, those who like the video, those who share, your time is very come. It's coming very soon. And then, you know, God will bless you abundantly in whatever you do. And your time is surely coming. Just wait for the surprise. I don't have much to say. So Siddiqui, introduce yourself.
Well, I'm Siddiqui Sainu. Basketballers call me La Mike.
Yeah.
My business colleagues, business mates, people in Morocco call me low-key because I'm the only low-key medical student or low-key business medical student in the kingdom. And I'm glad to be here. I'm from Liberia. And I'm a prospective fourth-year medical student. And I think that's the basic information you guys need to know about me for now.
Well, I remember when you were in school, we were asked to write about ourselves. Then we talk about our favorite food.
Talk about hobbies, you know.
This is always simple. I mean, when you come to this stage in life, when you are asked, tell us about yourself, you find it very difficult to tell about yourself. It's like you have to, you know, write your CV to
And sometimes you be thinking, like, do I have to impress them about myself? You know, do I have to tell them what I do?
Yeah. So you mentioned a couple of names, and I feel like, how about your medical name? What name will that be?
Well, my medical name. I'm still pushing for my medical name.
I hope,
you know,
I give you one.
You know, I have to be as good as you. You know, once I reach your level, you know, by God's grace, you know, and I'll start getting your name.
All right. Quickly, you are done with the introduction. I mean, I know a lot of Liberian students here, yeah? And it happened that you are the only person in our faculty.
Yeah, I'm the only person, I think.
Not weird for you?
It's actually, well, you know, my country,
yeah,
the first neurosurgeon of my country. I think he's the only neurosurgeon in my country.
Neurosurgeon, yeah.
Yeah, he graduated from our school.
Wow.
Yeah, and
you can give him shout out.
Yeah, Dr. Avinado, yeah. Shout out to you. I'm trying to, you know,
I'm trying to reach that level. Yeah,
you know,
yeah. Yeah, follow your footsteps. Yeah.
But I'm actually glad I'm the fourth Liberian medical student now, like the fourth since our faculty in Morocco. No, at our fac, since we Liberian started to send medical students at that fac, I'm the fourth.
Yeah, that's very, very nice. Yeah. So, how about the second and the third? There are no Liberian there. I guess you are the only one over there.
No,
so quickly, a lot of people would want to know, how did you get your scholarship? Because for me, we go to scholarship secretariat.
There's normally our announcement being made back home, you know, and when it's come out, you know, for me, I was opportune to go to China. Mm-hmm. For scholarship also, and did a 1-year program. Mm-hmm. When I returned home, based on my grades, you know, and the government was interested also to allow me to get on as a scholarship to come. But I actually didn't have real interest in coming to Morocco, you know, because at that point I was like, oh man, let me just stay home and go to school. Just, you know, help my family. Mm-hmm. At least I'm seeing my family.
Yeah.
Because trust me, my experience back in China was really, really, really difficult because I was actually very young when I went
to China.
How
old were you then?
I think I was 17 or 18. I was very young.
Yeah, very young.
So I like, okay.
No, then you shouldn't have traveled because you should be more than 18 to travel.
Yeah. So, you know, I graduated from high school early. So, it was quite a difficult one. So I just wanted to be mommy home, boy home, just chill at home, seeing everybody. I didn't want no trouble.
Yeah, exactly.
And then my dad, like, because my dad actually loves Morocco. He loves Morocco a lot. So I said, okay, since my dad wants me to come to Morocco, let me, you know, just come.
Give it a chance. And I think you are loving it here.
Yeah, I'm actually loving it here. You know, I become the low-key Maroc now, you know. I'm low-key Maroc here.
You speak Darija as well.
Yeah, I'm trying with the Darija.
Okay,
you know?
Right, good.
Yeah.
Well, before me, I came to Morocco. I did a little bit of research. And honestly, we were told that it's an Arabic country. And there's something most, you know, Christians.
You know, that was the driving force for me to come here. Because my dad, you know, I'm a Muslim. And my dad wanted me to be
most Christian. Yes, you know, they do tell us that, I mean, in Arabic country, it's very, very dangerous.
There's a normal cliche attached to it.
Right? So, at a point, I was afraid. Yeah. But I had no choice. Every day, I say this in any platform that I had no choice coming to Morocco because it was presented to me. And there was no other option
Yeah, so me too. At that point in time, that was the only country available. And my dad actually wanted me here. So.
Exactly. So how did you start doing medicine? Because I am sure they didn't just push you to do medicine.
Well, should I say I'm lucky? Yeah, I'm actually lucky.
I mean, it goes with lucky.
Yeah, it comes with my nature as lucky, you know. And because I'm lucky and my name Siddiqui. Is Islamically is referred to as the trusted one. So I came here actually, you know, not knowing what specific course I was going to do,
exactly.
You know, because we had to go to different school and then apply for the courses you want. So when I came.
So you guys, you are not giving the courses back home?
Yeah, the course they gave me back home was BCG.
Basically.
But it was just temporary. They said
biochemistry,
biochemistry and geology. Biology, chemistry and geology combined.
Yeah, exactly.
But it was just temporary. Mm-hmm. So when we came, they said we had to go through the French program and then we
grew up.
I think we went for 6 months. Yeah. And then we had to apply again, reapply for the courses.
Yeah.
So when I applied, but the most interesting thing was, you know, we are so lucky that we had a lot of Ghanaians who actually help us here. From the church.
Well, I happen to be a Ghanaian.
We had a lot of Ghanaians that had to help us. One of them, let me mention him, Brother Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's back home. He went back home now, Brother Daniel. He did laboratory science in Ujda.
Ujda.
Yeah, so
I know Daniel.
Daniel, yeah.
Yeah, from Ujda. I know
He always used to come, you know. You know, for me, I'm so diverse in my thinking. So when he always come to our house, at that time we were at Fediza. Mm-hmm. So when he comes from the church from Heinada, mm-hmm. he always come to help us with the mostly the Christians with the teaching them of the Bible. So he always, when he comes, you know, he always encouraged me to come and sit, you know. I always like to come and sit and have that, the conversation with them, you know, exactly. Learn a lot about the Christianity. So, and then he told me that, oh yeah, what I came to do. So he started to give me interest in laboratory science, because actually when I came, I like, okay, I could be a medical doctor, you know?
Yeah, everybody can.
I could be a medical, yeah. Because the reason why I said, okay, I could be a medical doctor, because, you know, back home, there are a lot of politicians, the language arts students, everybody just want to enter government and other stuff. Exactly. And I like, and then I said, okay, now I want to be unique. Let me be a doctor and see how I can contribute positively, you know, and mostly for my mother too. But actually I will be into politics. At a little point, I might be into politics,
A doctor in politics.
Okay.
So fast forward, you got into the medical school.
And getting to the medical school, the lucky part was I got accepted for laboratory science in Marrakesh. Mm-hmm. And then I went to Marrakesh. I didn't love it there so much, but I loved the environment. I
mean, Marrakesh is a very nice environment.
Yeah, it's nice. I love the environment with a lot of my friends. And then I went to ESP, and then the whole 1 year there. But I wasn't so content with the situation, because I knew to myself I could be something better. Or be someone better.
But you should also let them know that laboratory science is not better.
And you know, one thing I was thinking about, I said, okay, the laboratory science part is when I become a lab technician, when I go back home,
you do master's or something.
And then what will I become? And then when I get in the lab,
I mean, it's also a good course. I don't want to make it look like it's not a good course.
I was thinking about, you know, the impact I will make in my country to that extent. You know, so I like, okay, let me push myself to
every decision you take in life, there should be a reason behind it, right? So I believe that maybe you not liking laboratory science has something to do with
It's mostly about my country setting, you know. I was looking at it from that perspective. Then fast forward, what happened was I decided to contact my ministry that I want to do medicine. So, and then they said, they need my results from ESP. So I had to send my results from ESP. Then the foreign.
You did an exam in ESP or something?
My results for the first year.
All right.
Okay, maybe only 1 year there. Mm-hmm. So they took that results and then engaged the AMSAE. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's very difficult for you to transfer to a medical school when you're already in the school. So it was very tense, but they took the result, and then I thought it wasn't going to happen. I was already preparing for my second year to be serious. Exactly. I was already preparing.
Exactly.
But luckily for me, I just sitting one day and then I saw the message coming from AMSAE that my attestation is out for medical school. I like, wow.
And Rabat for that
and
matter.
Rabat
is very difficult to get. Yeah. I mean, for foreign students, especially Anglophones.
Yeah,
the Francophones, when they come back later, they do get into it. Just to get chip in quickly. I also did inspect. For some few months.
Wow, so you know.
2 months. So I can relate.
Yeah, I know we are here today. Then, you know, I'm glad that we are here today. Because it's good for us.
I happen to do control. I mean, there's this thing they do called class test, before coming back to Rabat to get into the medical school. And I must say, you know, transiting to the medical school was quite difficult for me, because it has to do with friends. It has to do with a large number of people. Professors don't care about coming to you one-on-one. Unlike in the ESP class, which is like about 12 people.
It's not an easy thing, actually.
It wasn't actually easy. But tell me, you know, you transited anyway into the medical school with friends, with a lot of barriers. But tell me, what would you have done differently?
Well, I think it would have been developing my Arabic, my language, freshly. The time I had in ESP, if I knew, you know, because ESP wasn't that so, you know.
Yeah, ESP actually, they help you speak the Darija, because I remember
I will focus on developing my Arabic.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the setting in Morocco, especially in the medical school, with the Arabic, it helps you a lot.
Exactly.
So I will help myself, because, you know, with the Arabic.
When you don't know Arabic, I mean, Darija, and you go to the hospital and your colleagues are speaking.
If he's lost.
Not interesting.
You know, I had certain experience, you know, when I went to the hospital, and then in the block, in the operation room, in English. When I went there, there's one, I think you know, in that Kaaba.
Kaba.
Yeah, that Kaba.
Yeah, so, you know, that
experience was so funny. You know, we had a prof, and then the prof was like, you know, they were doing an operation, and then that Kaba was there. They were speaking Darija. Exactly. I could understand some. So yeah. They were speaking Darija. That Kaba was lost. Okay. So the prof said something to him, and then he couldn't understand anything. But when the prof spoke to me, I understood and I respond. He said, oui. He started telling that Kaba that, oh, you see, he have no interest in Arabic.
Yeah, exactly.
He started, you know, the way he talked to him, it made me understand that, oh yeah, they really need you to, because they want to communicate with you, certain faction in that hospital very quickly. Mm-hmm. But it's difficult for them also, exactly. I understand.
Because, I mean, it's not the time you would want to speak English in the OR. Sometimes
English, you can, French. Yeah. Yeah, and mostly, you know, they are centered with a lot of Moroccans already.
Exactly.
Sometimes you're only alone.
Yeah. And I mean, sometimes when you speak in your local dialect, it becomes easier
to communicate.
Because at that point, it's something maybe that needs like agency, which when you speak a lot of French might get a person lost. Quickly, when you can relate that translate that in Darija, it becomes faster. So I understand at some point. But then, I feel like the people have to, you know, develop that interest of speaking the language before it becomes easier for them. So that's what you could have done differently. I mean, learning
but
you still have time.
Yes, they have the time.
You still have time.
I get this summer, I'm on it, you know.
You're on it?
Yeah, this summer.
I mean, Charlie, we are in it together.
Yeah.
We are in it together. So, you know, there are certain perspectives about being in a medical school, you know. People do say when you are in a medical school, you get a lot of girlfriends. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's true. People say that.
I 100% believe that.
Exactly. And the question then pops up. When you have a girlfriend, does it affect your studies?
Wow. It depends.
For me, honestly, I don't have much to say because I've never had a girlfriend since my medical school.
Oh.
Yeah, so maybe you have the experience. You can tell us about it.
Today I'm on the spotlight. So, okay.
Uh-huh.
But truly, you know, I think being in medical school and having a girlfriend, I would say having a girlfriend in Morocco, it depends in two ways. Sometimes some people need a girlfriend to de-stress them, and others don't need a girlfriend because maybe it will not make them to concentrate. But me in general, I won't have a problem having a girlfriend because with the tension that is in Morocco, there's a natural tendency.
Yeah, it's natural stress.
That stress that need to be released in this country. And then because, bro, trust me, you go into that school, sometimes you don't understand anything.
Exactly.
You don't understand anything. And you need someone to cool your stress. You know, to talk.
How do you cool your stress?
To trust, you know, to talk to, you know, maybe talk for 1 hour, just talking, something nice.
Then I'm lacking a lot, right? Just go ahead, say it. I'm lacking.
Maybe
that's what works for me.
That's what
you're trying to do.
But you know, you have found your comfort zone, you know.
You never know until you try.
Like for me too, like sometimes, what distressed me in Morocco is me getting involved with my business also and basketball.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later, you know.
Most time use those activities to distress me when I want to like avoid medical things.
You know what's interesting about those stuff as well is that, you know, when you are doing this stuff, you totally forget about medicine. You don't have any.
You feel like chemo.
You feel like totally different.
But when you're in medicine, you feel like you're a supernatural being.
Imagine when I'm doing this, my video stuff, I totally forget about medicine. Except when I start sitting down and talking to the people. That's when, you know, I do all those stuff. I mean, people also talk about the fact that we actually look at the money perspective before choosing medicine. Is that true?
Well, yeah.
So you consider that before choosing your medicine?
Because
from your submission, you said you wanted to do something for your country.
Yeah. Actually, for me, it's not really about the money. I decided to be a medical doctor because my mother died from stroke, and my father, and my family, they have that lineage of pressure and stroke. Yeah. So I wanted to be someone who could be a reliance to all of the family members.
Exactly. That's
and, you know... So I'm actually pushing to be a family doctor. Family person who, you know, can. You you know, for the money perspective, like I was saying to you, all medical doctors need money to perhaps take care of the family, you know, and treat themselves well, maybe for others, because it's necessary.
Those who say money is actually not everything. I say they hide behind stuff just to talk.
But we all need money.
We all need money.
You cannot be a medical doctor and then you don't have money. You know, you have to show that you're a doctor.
Exactly.
A doctor comes with certain prestige.
Yeah.
And for me, the most prestigious part of me wanting to be a doctor is the leadership aspect of it, you know. But we'll talk about that.
Okay, we'll talk about that.
Yeah, because I have a whole dream beyond medicine.
Exactly. We'll talk about that. So I said that, which specialty do you want to do?
Cardiology.
Is it for the money?
No, like I said, for my mother.
Yeah, so you want to.
My family.
Should you have an opportunity to live here, to leave Morocco, would you, to go to maybe Europe to study medicine or to continue your medical education, would you leave?
Free? Yeah. Not free?
Yeah, not really, because Morocco is free.
Yeah, why would I leave this opportunity? You know, I had a conversation with someone. Uh-huh. Someone telling me you could go South Africa, you could go other places to go to medical. I asked them, okay, I could go. Are you willing to take care of my,
you know,
my tuition? You think I want to? Truly, I don't want to be in a foreign system, like French system
for them.
Truly, because I'm
sometimes when you go to the hospital, professors ask you. I mean, you don't speak French.
French. Why do you?
What are you doing here?
Yeah. So you know, uh-huh. The point is, but. The opportunities like these mm-hmm. are rare, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially in Africa, to get a scholarship, medical school scholarship.
Exactly. It's very difficult.
It's very difficult. You know, shout out to Morocco.
Morocco is doing very well. Honestly,
that,
you just have to say.
So we are very, we just have to be grateful for this opportunity because... Leaving from here, for example, you say, oh, yeah, you want to... Like, we always have this dream, like, oh, yeah, we'll go to specialize in the U.S.,
yeah, exactly.
In Canada. That's what we always say when we're in medical school.
Uh-huh.
But when you reach to that specialization level, you tend to realize that it's not an easy thing.
Yeah.
It has an extra study.
See, I mean, I have a lot of friends, you know? They wake up, they do YouTube, they check, okay, specialization in maybe India, specialization in US, specialization in the UK, specialization in Canada, Switzerland. I mean, name them.
Just France.
At the end of the day, it all boils down to the fact that you have to, you know, have the money. And if you cannot afford it,
you have to stay.
You have tons of exams to write and it has to come with 8 books. And I mean, the books, they cost.
Yes, because, you know.
Cost.
And it's too much for you.
I mean, now you don't know. Like, that's why I said, yeah, there's a need to talk about the first years. Because right now, they don't know. There's the weird stuff. They all have their dreams of, you know.
Like someone said to me.
Dream big, huh?
You got to keep dreaming big. But in Morocco, why dreaming big?
Yeah.
The reality will set.
Exactly.
Because in Morocco, we don't say too much. You get your own experience,
exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
As time goes, they will get their own experience. Mm-hmm. And then they will tend to realize that, oh yeah, I will tell the others that are coming, I will tell them. So now we are in the space to tell them.
We have the experience to tell them that it's not an easy thing.
Yeah,
so let's talk about your side hustle. Enough of the medicine, going around medicine and stuff. I mean, if you want to know how to go to US, UK, we'll do that video later on. And also how to get to Morocco. I think you say that finally.
Yeah,
so that your Liberian friends who are willing to come to Morocco, they can know how this is done simply. And moving on quickly, let's talk about your side hustle. Do you do her side hustle because you want more money or what?
It's to help myself.
With the money?
Yeah, purposely with the money. And I told you like mostly
so that means when you have enough money, it's just to help yourself with it.
Yeah, and also to it helps me in my de-stressing part in Morocco. You know Morocco?
Yeah.
Once I don't have money, I'm in that medical school, my stress increase.
Exactly. So you have exams,
Once I have money, mm-hmm. at least I could, you know, feel content with this.
Exactly. When things don't go well,
even when I'm doing well in the medical school with no money, now I'm stressed.
if you're doing well in the medical school. So it's money first.
Money first, trust me. In this country, it's money first.
Is it because your country don't pay you like on time? That's why you do that.
Yeah, firstly, they don't really pay on time.
How much do they pay?
I don't want people in the comment section, you know,
it's very lucrative. You know. As much as you are doing medical school, you are in medical school, it's enough. And you are being paid for it. I mean, your library,
the government is actually doing well for us, you know. But in Morocco, you know, it's very difficult, you know, when he's not coming on time, you have to wait for 2-3 months before he comes. And, you know, your family always chipping in. You know, but for me as a person, you know, I'd use my business also to, like I was saying to you, to de-stress support myself and support me while de-stressing myself also. And for my business, more of a, not just using medicine as something that for people to see, like, I want to use medicine as a money spirit. That needed for money. No, it's a whole different experience that I'm using medicine for, right? But for my hustle, it will be something that I will definitely, my hustle in politics, it will be for the money aspect. But for my hustle, like I was saying, I do a whole lot of things.
We'll get into that very quickly. You know? How many of you Liberian students can you count in Morocco?
We 120.
You know, what happens that the Moroccans, they actually see we, the black students, like, we have a lot of money.
Yeah, they take out to be rich.
Very rich.
And you know, the most interesting
is it because you're paid a lot?
Maybe they don't.
Let's say about $500.
No, like for me, my country pays each month $200.
Yeah, I just got you to say it.
$200.
So
it wasn't like that before, but you know, due to, you know, the whole African.
I believe that this needs to be increased because things are very hard.
Yeah, they said they are discussing it.
Yeah, they should discuss it. Things are very hard. They are very, very hard.
But you know, they the most interesting part is we're surviving.
Definitely.
We are surviving.
Oh, so moving on quickly, what do you do as side hustle? For me, I do YouTube stuff. I mean, it's not that pain yet. I don't want to disclose it. I don't know how to put it. But I feel like I also do, video. I video people. I do a lot of stuff. Graduation times. I do, you know, videos. So what do you do aside?
Well, as my side hustle now in Morocco, I do merchandise business.
We should collaborate.
Yeah.
I will do a lot of merchandise for my channel.
I do merchandise and that is a customized a lot of things, especially t-shirts, hoodies.
So you create logos as well?
Yeah. I have someone who creates the logo for me because I'm not into the graphics. So I work along with some people.
I mean, when you do that, you get
I'm trying to advance myself. So, I know a little bit of it, but I'm just trying to advance myself.
Exactly.
You know, I do customizing of mugs also. I do customizing.
I think I will need one.
I do customizing of a whole lot of things.
I feel like you did shirt for our university, our faculty. I bring it on?
Yeah. I actually plan on bringing it, but I thought like, this might not be more. I don't want to show before people start showing off I'm in a medical school.
I have to get one. I think I will get one before we start school again. Yeah, when the winter comes I can get it to the hospital.
So right now in Morocco, I have my own brand, firstly, my own brand. I came within Morocco. It's called Loki. Had to attach Morocco, Loki Morocco. That one is my personal brand. But for the school, I had to collaborate with I had the idea and I collaborated with a guy called Zia. He's very nice, amazing guy. I think you might know
Adnan.
He might know him. He's very nice.
Yeah, we've done a video once before where we talked about experience in Mecca school. With Ayman.
And he's a very, very amazing guy. So you know, with him, you know, I've turned to be well known. So they it's called FMP Arab Merge.
Yeah.
So we intend to explore.
I mean, putting these kind of things into the system is really difficult. But I believe you guys are really doing very well.
We are hopefully, you know, we're trying to find a possible way to engage the school to make an official thing, official brand within the school. But for now, you know, we are still hustling. But a lot of students have been interacting with him. You know, I tell you, he's super. He has a lot of business.
Adnan, a lot of business. When you work with Adnan, you feel like, you know, you are doing something
positive. He has the numbers, you know. He's very, very popular.
I know, right?
Like,
all you have to do is attach yourself to him and you tap into some of his
business. Trust me, imagine that, you know, I used to like go in personally in people inbox, you know. But trust me, the first day he posted about the business when we accepted the proposal for us to work together, he posted, Trust me, our Instagram was bombing.
I know, right?
Wow.
No, I remember the first time we did a video, you know, I normally don't get a lot of views. But that day I went on, we were shooting a video and then people were calling me like, no, your videos are actually climbing up. The numbers are climbing. I'm like, yeah, it's because I had an ad number.
So I'm actually glad that I have you on the team.
Yeah, I'm also glad that I know him as well. Yeah, I mean, so...
But by next year, you gotta expect a whole lot.
I mean, you guys should blow our mind.
Yeah, you should expect a whole lot on FNPR merch. You know, welcome you, a whole lot of things, you know. And then at that time, you know, we're still trying to, you know, work along with other suppliers, you know, in terms of the material.
Exactly.
You know, we don't want to just be, you know,
all about writing.
Yeah, all about writing, or also but all about the money, the quality.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
One day, when you take out hoodies, you know that, yeah, it's worth it, you know, of your money. So,
yeah, exactly.
So, you know, it should represent the FNPR.
Exactly.
You know,
I mean, FNPR, I mean,
we are number one. You know?
Yeah, so you should do something.
Sorry to the others.
I say this almost every time.
Yeah, so.
I mean, people would not agree, but we are. I mean, you guys should patronize them. I mean, they're doing a very good job.
FNPR merch.
And I'm very glad that I know them. I do. I mean, the big men. They are sitting at the top.
We are the big men.
So I'm very glad
we're still pushing.
No wonder it took him a lot of time to get to the channel. So
he's a medical school, he's
very busy guy. So before you go, I will also keep you in the hotspot a little bit, and then finally we'll talk about them in the comments. So do you have any medical application on your phone that you use daily in the hospital?
Yeah,
can you tell us about it? What they do, so maybe people can also download it and use it.
Well, the most famous one, Osmosis.
Osmosis. So it's an application.
It's a website, but you have an application. That you can, you know, you can use on your phone. So Osmosis, it has, you can just, but you need internet. You need to always go there, you know, especially with the pathologies and other things. to make sure you're checking off and use Osmosis most often. And I also use, there's another app, the Pacific app. I don't know what's the name. Anatomy. I think 2 or 3, something like that. That's the name of the Anatomy 2 or 3. Atlas. We always use the Atlas too, because you know, in that hospital, they always tell you that, you have to be so extra with the anatomy. So we use the Anatomy. I also have another application called Simio.
And these are all in French, I guess.
Yeah, it's all in French.
Nice.
I use the Simio too. So. Exactly. So actually helpful, you know, just to, you know.
I mean, medicine talking, is not just learnt in a class, even on in the bars, on
especially
your way,
for we Anglophone.
Right?
Trust me, we will have to do a lot of
research. You read the thing in French, you have to translate it in English.
And then sometimes you go at the hospital, certain
and you have to speak Darija.
Yes.
I mean, it's tough.
Some of the word, you know, they just become new to you. You have to check it very quickly and know what they are doing.
I know, right? Anyway. So what is an evening routine you never miss? Normally, I ask morning routines, but this time around, let me ask evening.
The evening routine that I never miss.
Is sleeping.
That's one.
I usually don't sleep.
Trust me, I usually don't sleep like that.
Yeah, because I know you. Yeah. Sometimes when I message you, you respond at 1 a.m.
I don't sleep like that because, you know, firstly, the business is also a part. The medical school is also a part. And this, I have adapted this routine in Morocco that... Yeah. That was going to at the hospital here become very difficult for me.
Exactly.
Because at night, it's very hard for me to sleep now. I prefer to study at night, do everything at night.
I see.
Business, study, everything is at night. During the day, I prefer to just kill myself and sleep. But it's difficult, you know, in Morocco now, especially, you know, I've tried to get adapted. I have one friend in the hospital, one of my cool friends called Iman. I think you know Iman. Iman always tell me, try to sleep soon. She always saying, yeah, she try to sleep soon so I can wake up early to come to the hospital. But it's not easy for me, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Right? It's not easy for me to, like, get adapted again to sleeping early. I don't know how people can go to bed at 8 o'clock.
I mean, I sleep early too, but then my problem is if I lie down on bed, I don't sleep at once. I know a friend, when he sleeps, the next five minutes.
He ain't gone. I have a friend like that.
How do you do that? I really wish I could do that.
Like, for when now, I say I'm ready to sleep,
I do that with watching movies. Because before I can sleep, I have to open my laptop and watch some kind of
movie. With me, before I sleep, I have to go on Facebook, Instagram, just to keep myself, like, you know.
It's not the best of life, but it's not the best. It's difficult. You have to adapt.
With Morocco, you know, for me now, it's just more like I have to.
So your last routine to bed, before bed, you can never miss it, just doing social media
stuff. Yeah, doing social media stuff.
I know, right?
So that I can able to push
myself. So speaking of social media, where can we follow you quickly?
Well, follow, but I have a lot of accounts.
Yeah, I know, right?
So firstly, you got to follow FMPR underscore merch.
Yeah, FMPR, put it on screen. Yeah,
FMPR merch. That's the business account for the school. That's the brand for the school. Once you're in FMPR, you have to make sure to follow that brand. That brand, it's your brand. You know, it belongs to you. So you have to promote that.
Exactly.
And for the low-key Maroc, low-key underscore Maroc is my personal business also that I'm doing. It's a side hustle. I always do July 26th t-shirt, our Independence Day t-shirt, and other
for
stuff
Liberia.
For Liberia. So I will be talking to Ghanaian community, especially the
just for them to be aware, in case they want to do stuff.
Shires. Yeah, and other community, once you want to do Shires and other things, just reach
he's
out.
He's your
to,
guy.
Yeah, he's your guy. I'm Loki Maroc. Just reach out to Loki Maroc and do that for you, you know. At a very, very, very affordable price. Because, you know, I know once you're a student, I know what's happening in Morocco. So I will do it for you. And then my personal Facebook, Instagram account is Lamarck Sano. You know, that's the basketball aspect. That's the social, you know.
Yeah, I know,
that's
right?
The social low-key.
Yeah, I know, right? Well, with that said, I have a channel which has a name that you guys need to subscribe to.
Now
we have
to turn everything to him now. Now it's about... the it's boss so itself.
Please, it's enough. Yeah. So basically, we've come to the end of the video. And like I said, we have some few comments we have to read. I mean, we have to, you know, review before leaving. But I just have to tell you guys to subscribe, because we will end that without asking to subscribe.
Yeah, please, we beg you. You have to subscribe, you know. Like, you already know this platform doing a whole lot, you know, making medical school easy for us, you know. You talk about a whole lot of things, life, everything. So you have
I was thinking about having another way of telling them to subscribe, but all I could think of was, please subscribe.
Please do that. Please do that. We need it.
All right, that's that. Let's quickly read the comment and then, yeah. And that's
that was all.
Exactly.
We didn't do anything.
All right, let's see what others are saying on social media. So this one says, medical student with backpack walking around the world, when asked to auscultate a patient, auscultation is when you put that stethoscope in your ear and then put it on someone's chest. So they would remove their bag, take out their Letman box, the box in which the stethoscope is in, remove their stethoscope from it, auscultate, and return it back in the Letman box, and then back in the app.
And back in the bag.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's double protection.
Yeah, double protection.
I mean, the fetus is the stethoscope. The womb is the Letman box.
You know, the funny part is, like, you know, we
I mean, first year, why should you buy a stethoscope?
Like, doing my first year, I'll give you this.